All right, let's jump on the phone here and grab Kathy at the Magic Valley News and find out. My goodness, there's a lot of holiday stuff on your list here. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning, Paul. There is. We have, you know, I mean, we're like at the 10th of the month, and this week we have 39 events for you to choose from.
Wow.
And then, yeah, but don't forget that in the repeat event list, that there's the Christmas in the Gardens at the Orton Botanical Gardens in Twin. You can see page 2 of our issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully the guys are growing their beards for the winter for the Longhorn Coffee Saloon contest in Fairfield. And that information is on page 14. But if you can't grow a beard like I can't, you can still come up with something funny that they can do, because they'll have different categories for that as well.
Yeah.
So also lists live music, darts, bingo, archery leagues, the AA and Al-Anon meetings in Buell and Burley on that one. See page 18 for Buell's information. But for the fun stuff, we have so many different things that are being repeated this week that I had to make it easier on us.
Yeah.
And so the 12th through the 14th in Buell, starting at 9 a.m., is the Grandy's Christmas Craft Show.
Okay.
And that information's on page 1. Then on the 13th and 14th in Glen's Ferry there's the Last Chance Craft Show. And I believe on the 13th it starts at 5, on the 14th it starts at 10. But you can check those times out on page 20. And also, again, Glen's Ferry, on that day at 6 p.m. is the It's a Wonderful Life at the Opera House. And that's $55 for the dinner show. Or if you don't want to have dinner there, you can go to the 7 o'clock of A Wonderful Life.
That is, and that's a classic, I'm telling you, The Wonderful Life. Oh, I love watching the movie, and that is so much fun. All right.
Yeah, that was my nephew's favorite movie. I think he had it memorized. Then just individual things on the 13th at 6 p.m., in Wendell, if you want to do Christmas trivia, that's at West Point Watering Hole, so check out information on page 7. Also, on the 13th at 7:30, there's some live music. It's called A Winter's Evening with Ryan Hood.
Oh, at CSI,
that's
at
CSI, and that's $20 and up. But it's an amazing-based acoustic duo. They bring their very special holiday show on winter evening, you know, with Ryan Hood. And yesterday at the office, we pulled up and looked at it, and they look really good.
Mm.
You know, it was like they looking had some humor that, in it. And on the 14th, for the guys that like guns in Pocatello, there is a gun show at the Mountain View Event Center. Info on page 1. 14th, there is the Wreath Across America at the Snake River National Cemetery. That's at 10. And that's very special. In fact, I'm going to tell you it's very special to me, because I'll be placing the wreath on my nephew's grave that was in the military during Desert Storm.
Mm.
At 2 p.m., there is Making Holiday Memories. That's because kids grieve. And that's really awesome. That's info's on page 2. At 5:30, then you can go to Rupert and have dinner. There's the Minico Madrigal Dinner High School. That's $25. Or at 6:30 in Buell, they're going to do their Christmas light parade, and they're calling it Hometown Christmas.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And then, ugly sweater contest. I love those kind of parties.
That's going to be at the Wilson Club, and there'll be live music with Lanny Braun. And then on the 15th, you can end the week that we consider as far as for what events we have.
Mm-hmm.
Is you can, if you miss the gun show on Saturday, you can go to it on Sunday at 9 a.m. at the Mountain View Event Center. And then, you know, we're at this point again, if you have an event for January, please let me know so that we can get it put in our calendar. Just give me a call at that famous number.
Yep, go ahead.
208-536-0094.
All right.
And in fact, if you know that you're going to have an event in July, let us know.
All right.
Well, so that we have it on there.
Get that in there. And you've, of course, got the magazines out there free to pick up throughout southern Idaho. So make sure you grab one of those, as a lot of times when you eat at a restaurant, you'll see one right there. So, all right. Well, yep. Kathy.
And then that gives you something to eat while you're waiting. And
there you go.
Your meal.
There you go. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Kathy. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. And we're going to do this again. Make sure people grab that Magic Valley News. It's real easy to find. It's all throughout southern Idaho. All right. And you're on your web. Go ahead. Now, where do we go to look at it if it's missing out of the holder? We can look at it on the web as well, right?
You can go to magicvalleynews.org.
There you go.
And also give me a call so I can let our ambassadors know that they need to go refill that stand.
All right. Very good. All right, Kathy. Well, it's, as always, a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Same here. You have a good day.
All right. See you later. Bye.
All right.
All right. There you go. Make sure you grab that Magic Valley News. It's all over southern Idaho. All right. We've got the latest NFR report. The road to the NFR, well, the road has ended. It's in Las Vegas. And Steve Kenyon has got the microphone in hand. He's going to be up next.